at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports.
We were talking off the air before the show, actually. Puss said that, the Mandarich 30-30 just started.
Yeah, I just saw it yesterday morning. I think it was a premiere.
I saw the last half hour. It's pretty good.
The incredible bust.
Yeah, but he wasn't a bust. And that's the thing. He was a bust with the Packers because he was a drug addict and alcoholic.
Obviously. Well, and he was the one guy out of the top five of that draft who wasn't a Hall of Famer.
See, I didn't see the beginning of it. Right?
Yeah, he was the other four guys that went in the top five of that draft were all first ballot, lock solid Hall of Famers.
And we all knew from the famous, you know, Sports Illustrated cover shot that he was a roid head. That was obvious. But he came back with the Colts. I forgot he had 5 years.
Good career with
5 years he was out of the league.
Packers draft him?
Yeah. Number two. Number two.
Ended up with the Colts.
Who were the other guys in that draft?
Aikman was one.
Oh, that year.
He was two. Barry Sanders was three. Derek Thomas was four. And Deion Sanders was five.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
And you're right. Bill, all the talk that whole time was about him because he was so huge, you know.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
But he said he quit the roids after college when he was getting ready for the draft. He quit the roids because he said it was too, you know, the potential loss was too great to keep doing the roids.
Right. Yeah.
But that's when he got into the painkillers.
Did that cycled off.
Make him cranky? Because I know when I quit the roids, I get a little cranky.
Painkillers, you're right.
You're looking swole.
It looks really good though. Yeah.
I hadn't seen an ad for that. I'll check that
out. I thought it was an old one, but it's a new one.
It's an E60.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
It's E60. It wasn't technically a 30 for 30, but it was the whole hour of E60. It was really good.
Yeah.
And just for your information, Petey, on one of these Viking fan pages, Jimmy from Wilmer, Minnesota has his mock draft up on Facebook.
Jimmy?
So, yeah, if you need it.
I've been waiting for his.
Yeah.
He's got
Wednesday, Thursday, whenever you need it.
Okay. Yeah, Jim, he's from Wilmer, right?
Wilmer, Minnesota.
Yeah.
He, big Viking fan.
He hit up the NHL blog. He's actually an admin on my NHL blog.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy from Wilmer. I didn't know.
I'll be interested to check
that out.
He
seemed like he knew his stuff. Seemed like he's done his homework.
The time it takes. I've done a mock draft when I was a huge nerd, and it takes a lot of time.
Oh, God. I can't imagine.
And it's really makes no sense why you do it.
I know.
When you're done, you're like,
you didn't do it for this show, so what you do it done. For? Your own fun?
Remember, I used to do sports talk.
Oh, that's right.
It was a requirement.
Oh, that's right.
It was like something, we were hosting something, and I had to have my own mock draft. I said, can I just do the top 10?
Yeah.
Like, who wants to do the whole first round? They're like, nope, you have to do the whole first round.
Oh, my God. I forgot you did that.
Whatever. That's tough enough to keep track of NFL players. Then you got 10 times that many.
Yeah. Well, and then you got to take into account what each team needs and what they, you know, where. You know,
how good were you? How right were you?
I had the first pick, and then that was it. Because, like, I just made a bunch of trades up in my brain.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, all right, the Niners are going to trade up to blah, blah, blah.
So then you did it. If you had to, if you were in charge, you'd do it.
Was
that way.
Your own research, or did you just mostly look at other guys who do it for a living? Mock draft. I would imagine guys like Kuiper and McShay, they got to have a staff of people working for them.
God, you broke that down on the air, too, huh?
Jesus.
On the sports show?
Yeah, we, like, hosted live somewhere. Yeah. We had people participate with us. With their mock drafts. I mean, it was the biggest nerd eight. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed the company that I was with. So it was just like, man, this is my thing, it is so not my thing anymore.
I know.
But even if you're a college football fan and watch a few hours every week, most of the players in the draft, you don't know them.
Many of them, and many in the top 10, even. You'll be like, what?
I've never heard of that guy.
Now, I watch college football differently because I watch it with the NFL in mind.
Yeah, and they'll tell you who's going to play on Sunday.
Right,
to watch
and that's kind of why I do, too.
I scout college football games based on the NFL. Ooh, I'm going to watch Mississippi State because they got a great D-tackle, you know, kind of thing like.
So Thursday night is who's got the number one pick? Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals, first pick.
And they still think it's going to be Kyler Murray, right?
Yeah, there's some people who think Nick Bosa, you know, it's all smokescreen time right now. Nick Bosa, the DN from Ohio State, some people think Cardinals are going to take him. I'll remind you that the Cardinals released a hype video for their own team, team-issued video.
Without their
quarterback. It did not include any video of Josh Rosen in it until somebody pointed it out, and then they fixed it. So they kind of tipped their hand there.
What they were doing.
Well, did they, though? I don't know.
Who knows?
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Were they just trying to – is that more gamesmanship there?
Well, if you want him, you would have him in the video. If you don't want him, you would have him in the video because you want to look like you want him.
Either way.
So either way, they just screwed it up.
You mean Josh Rosen?
Right, yes. Josh Rosen.
Well, maybe they took Josh Rosen aside and said, listen, we're going to throw a little smoke screen. We're not going to include you in this video.
So, but so we can trade this pick.
Yeah, but if you wanted to trade him and get your highest value for him, you would want to include him in the video like you like him.
I guess so.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we are in good. With this guy. Look at him throw crappy touchdown passes to Larry Fitzgerald.
There is no crappy touchdown pass.
That's true, actually, Todd. You got me on that one. Yeah. Couple other, we mentioned a historical draft day there with the Tony Mandarich thing. Couple other, you know, we got this week. Welcome to NFL Draft Week. This day in 1995, Kajana Carter of Penn State was the first overall pick in the National Football League draft.
But see, the Bengals took him, right?
The Bengals took him, and it just never worked out.
Bengals ruined careers.
He had, didn't he get a knee injury right away? I think
he was hurt right
away. Yeah, I think he got hurt.
He was a college guy, though.
He was, and Kerry Collins, his teammate. The co-national champs.
Yeah. Collins had a pretty productive career most of his life. He wasn't a star or anything, but he did pretty well.
No, he hung out in the NFL.
Didn't he take the Giants to the Super Bowl?
He did. Yeah, he lost to the Ravens.
He did.
Yep. And then Steve McNair was the third overall pick. No longer with us, but out of Alcorn State. Yeah, the third overall pick in the NFL
draft.
Don't
date a crazy Iranian chick.
No.
Or mistress. That was side piece action there.
And I don't think they've really gotten to the bottom of that. At least if you watch, there was an E60.
I never saw an E60 on those guys.
Or Football Life or something.
Well, she saw him and killed herself, right?
Well, nobody seems satisfied with the conclusion. Yeah, and people close to the investigation don't seem that satisfied with the conclusion.
Just because it was messy for his family? Is that why?
Yeah. Well, they think it was a little more involved than, you know, she just shot him and then shot herself.
All right.
I think there's more to it.
Well, I think there was a second gunman on the grassy knoll?
I don't know.
Terrell Davis, also the 196th pick in that draft.
I mean,
this inexact science. Another example of that, in 1990, Jeff George, the number one overall pick.
Right.
Blair Thomas, another Penn State running back in the top five. Yeah. Junior Seau.
The running backs who are now getting drafted much later can thank Terrell Davis for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they figured, oh, well, we could still get a value 200 picks into the draft.
Really late.
Well, Le'Veon Bell, too, for that matter.
Yep. He was a later pick. You know, and the way the running back position is used now in the National Football League is different as well. In 1990, there were still 12 rounds in the National Football League draft. And John Randall was undrafted in all 12.
Wow.
Hall of Fame D tackle, D end for the Minnesota Vikings.
He was a scary man.
Undrafted.
I think they changed the makeup rules because of him.
Yeah, he did. He used to wear the Ultimate Warrior kind of makeup.
Right, because he was all painted up.
Marshawn Lynch celebrating a birthday today, former 12th overall pick of the Buffalo Bills. And a Michelle Bachman birthday this day in 2004 to Pat Tillman, American hero. Killed in friendly fire at 27 years old, an Army Ranger, gave up somewhere between $4 to $10 million, depending on the story you read, to enlist after 9/11.
God.
Who's taller?
Who are you talking about? You mentioned eight guys right there.
No, yeah. Marshawn Lynch's birthday or Pat Tillman.
Okay.
Oh, Pat Tillman. Yeah.
Two of my personal favorite people. Wow.
Yeah, Tillman's going to be taller.
I'll go Tillman.
He played safety in the National Football League.
Yeah, he did. He's a linebacker at ASU, right? Yeah.
Had a big part in Nebraska fans hating Scott Frost as well. He had a big game in that Arizona State game.
I think he was one of those devil backs or whatever, kind of half safety, half linebacker.
Pat Tillman, 5'11", when he was alive. And Marshawn Lynch, 5'11".
You're such a dick.
Pushing son of
I just used the information I have, man.
Yeah, I know, but you... We're so stupid.
It's not personal.
None of us ever call. It seems personal.
Somebody called Bush once.
Who's taller is personal. Or you're not playing it right.
But I think that's twice in a row now.
Yeah, he got us, though.
I don't know about that.
Why don't you just yell Bush next time?
Try it.
We always forget
it. Try it.
But that's just about the time. It won't be a Bush.
I know.
What a great game. What a great game it is. Got you on your toes.
Yeah, you do.
This made me laugh hysterically about the Raiders over the weekend. John Gruden.
I don't like the third choice.
The Bush choice? Yeah, you don't like that?
Because we don't get that with Craig. It's one or the other.
Craig don't play.
Craig's had a push here or there, hadn't he?
He's done it, but we don't like it.
Well, I mean, I have two names. But here's the names.
I know.
This made me laugh about the Raiders. Sorry, Luke. John Gruden, their head coach and general manager, Mike Mayock, quote, sent their scouts home for the weekend, and they're not expected to return for the draft. The belief is that they don't know who to trust, so they wanted to clear the room. So this
he makes his own decisions, right, Gruden?
Sure.
He's the king.
Of course, but he's got a staff full of people he thinks are going to leak everything.
Oh.
So they're out. You don't trust anybody on his staff. You're out.
The Raiders are still the Raiders, huh?
Again, a great foundation for a relationship.
Exactly. And Gil Brandt, he's
no hot nannies for the Raiders.
Yeah, none.
Good thing they gave him $100 mil.
Yeah, 10 years. Former Gil Brandt, if you haven't heard that name, football nerds, or he's a former VP with the Dallas Cowboys. He's going to go into their Ring of Fame.
My great uncle, Gil Brandt.
Yep.
We go way back.
He told a story of the Cowboys when he was on their staff. They thought they had a leak in their scouts, which is funny to say.
Yep.
So they actually planted like we have interest in this guy, and they had no interest. And then they told that the one particular scout. Every scout had a different name.
Oh,
the story that leaked. That's the guy. He's out.
Good idea.
Isn't that a good idea?
Uncle Gil.
Why leak?
He's a sneaky son of a bitch.
Why? And then teams, a top 10 pick, a guy seen as a top 10 pick, Montez Sweat. He's a D lineman who ran at 6'5", 260, ran a 4.41 40. So that'll get you noticed with some speed.
Is it spelled S-W-E-E-T?
It's spelled like sweat.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
And then his name is Sweat.
It's Sweet, though. They call him Sweet.
His name's Sweat.
Mississippi State. Yeah.
Yep. Enlarged heart is what they found at the combine.
Not good.
Now, there's been guys who have played in the league with this, but, I mean, just showing you the business of the NFL, this guy ran the fast, a record, 4.41 40 for a D tackle.
I seen that guy, yeah. So the motor ain't right, though. They might not put the money in.
A lot of teams have just completely taken him off of their draft board.
It's just a measure of how much he loves the game, man. Yeah. His heart's that big.
He's got a big heart. He's a Grinch.
Yeah, or the fact that it could blow up in the second game.
Okay, or that too.
Yeah, or just walking down the hallway.
Oh,
yeah.
That's brutal. That's sad.
Isn't it?
It is.
So this story been in the stack for a minute. I just find it funny because I've never heard of anything like it. Dwayne Haskins, who played at Ohio State, he's seen as a first-round pick, seen as a top 10 pick. Some people see him maybe in the top 5 if some surprises happen. The Broncos have been a team that people have mentioned maybe would go after him. And he showed up to an interview, this is probably now a couple weeks ago, with the Broncos. Showed up to an interview with John Elway wearing a blue John Elway jersey, which is funny to me.
Kiss ass.
Yes, and I'm sure excited Joe Flacco, who said, look, if the team – this, and think of it, okay, so Joe Flacco decides, you know, that he's traded to Denver, thinks he's there, he's the guy, he's coming into his prime. And Joe Flacco's thing is, well, if they think they can add value with the 10th pick, I'm all for getting a guy who can add value with me as the understood quarterback. So here we go in Denver. And Von Miller's out there saying, I think they should take Haskins.
Man, but you get Flacco a bunch of money, though.
I know. It's just this NFL thing. I mean, like, that could be any team. It could be your team soon.
Oh,
you know, if you don't have a quarterback,
It will be my team
of a quarterback
soon.
Right. Is just consuming.
Tyler and I showed up at the interview with Jim Sucks Play Blackout t-shirts. And that was like 12 years before Jim was our boss.
Right. Didn't make much sense.
It didn't.
It was actually a throw forward.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't a throw back.
Yeah. He said, this will be funny 10 years from now. Yeah.
And it is.
Yeah. Actually, it turned out it was.
Were you guys at the 4th annual Von Miller Day down in South Dallas, DeSoto, Texas?
No. 420 was this weekend.
Yeah, that's great that
he should have been in Denver then for that. Yeah. You know?
Well, he was at Von Miller Day in his hometown.
Oh, they had Von Miller Day?
Yeah, this is the 4th annual, and I can't wait to go next year.
That's lame.
Is the 20th of April is 420 Von Miller Day?
It was this year.
Every year?
It was this year.
Yeah.
Which is maybe not ironic.
Oh, they probably just make it so it lands on a weekend.
On a Saturday, for sure, for Von.
You know, Von's kind of, well, no, he's really not, is he?
He's pretty busy.
About this time of year?
Yeah, he's got a lot of commercials and camps.
Yeah, but I would think this is probably
He's got a chicken farm, right?
Chickens? He's got to be counting his chickens?
Yeah. If you're in the NFL, this is probably your downtime.
Yeah. Getting ready, though. You're ramping up. You got to be in shape now. You got to be in shape.
Well, that's what they say, and that's why I bring this story up, because Ezekiel Elliott was there with him just to help, you know, hang out and be another name at Von Miller Day, and he looks really fat, and Cowboy fans are like, dude!
Oh, really?
Like, what? What happened, man?
Cowboys.
Is he
He's organizations, man.
Ryan Fitzpatrick fat?
Patrick Fitzpatrick.
Very similar, and Ezekiel's not blaming birthday cake.
Right. I love that quote.
You just said birthday cake. How much birthday cake did the guy
eat? Was it?
He said, I got 7 kids. They all got birthdays between like April and whatever. And
that's crap.
He's like, I've been eating 7 birthday cakes.
That you don't know.
And then he says, I went to Harvard. I'm smarter than you. I'm rich.
Well, you're smart.
I'm fat.
You're
Shut
smart.
Up.
Whatever.
And these guys gave me a bunch of money.
Yeah, like, I'm good. I'm living in Miami now.
Yeah.
I'm straight, man. Now, this would be a dream for me. I don't know who else would like to do this, but, you know, the NFL is commemorating its 100th season, so they're going to name the top 100 players of all time in no specific order. And the Boston Globe has at least outed some of the names that were on this panel.
Boston Globe.
I forgot about that one. Reports the panel, some of the panel that was on the, you know, picking the 100 greatest players in the NFL's history. Tony Dungy, John Madden, Art Shell, Dick Vermeil. I thought Art Shell was dead, by the way.
So did I.
What? No, that's Gene Upshaw.
Gene Upshaw. Sorry, okay. You're right.
Dick Vermeil. The only active was Bill Belichick.
Belichick's still in that round, yeah.
And they told a story of Belichick talking about people from the 30s and 40s as if he was watching telecasts on them.
I heard he was pimping for some dude who played in the 30s really hardcore.
Clark Hinkle, a two-way Packers player in the 1930s, went into the Hall of Fame in 64.
He's a two-way Packer.
And he
like
is,
most of their fans.
He's talking about how Clark Hinkle was a fullback, and then if they were going to pass, they moved him to tailback. I mean, like, so Belichick was recalling details of the 1930s Packers playbook. Really.
Maybe he's a vampire and he was there.
Yeah, maybe.
Would that surprise you?
Show him in the crowd like Nicholson in The Shining. Just all of a sudden, he's a picture.
Or he's a Highlander.
He's a Highlander just sitting there in the Packers.
Savant.
Hanging out with Curly.
Savant.
He's a savant.
He is. He's amazing. And the Steelers, 6.5-point dogs in the season opener to the Patriots.
Good.
So only a few months left to get your money in on that one.
Take his knee out right away. Let's end the season for the Patriots right away.
Oh, man. That'd be all right.
That'd be great. Come around the corner and take that knee out. End the pain.
Man, that'd be great. Yeah. He'd probably come back, though, you know, like 2 years.
Yeah.
And
play. Oh, yeah. You're right.
I got fresh legs, guys. I'm going to play till I'm 50. Yeah. Excuse me.
I want to see him in another uniform someday.
I do, too.
That's what I want to see.
Like Joe Montana
I want
or something.
I want to see Patriot fans just lose their ass.
And I want to see him stay in conference and maybe be a Bronco for 2 years or something like that.
Oh, the Broncos are probably good.
They're going to need him, obviously. Will, I mean, they're the retread cycle.
Come on.
Just for the record, I wish injury on no one.
Well, we do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't want anybody to hurt, but...
No, I want Brady to just need to go out.
Yeah, I just want him to miss some time.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
He'll be healthy and rich and the rest of his life, no big deal.
Always.
Just get out of my face.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Look out, Nick Saban's going to be bored and proof that he is not a machine. Today, he's getting hip replacement.
Oh, yeah?
So 6 to 8 weeks of Nick Saban... mobilizing himself.
He'll be fine. He's
with
not,
game
he's,
film.
He's that documentary because he was a Michigan State assistant when Mandridge was there.
Yeah.
No. The coaches didn't know anything about the fact that 40% of their players were juiced. No, we had no idea.
I didn't see the whole thing somebody says.
Yeah.
Oh, you kidding me?
Yeah. Mandridge says 40% of the guys on that team were juicing, they cut to a shot of.
It was the 80s football, of course. 80s college football. They were all juicing. They juiced down the road.
Yeah, you know? Saban's going, well, no, we didn't. We had no idea. I mean, he just worked really hard in the weight room.
No, he was a beast.
But at least they didn't smoke weed down the road.
No, yeah.
Then Coach would have been pissed.
Oh, my God. Damn right.
Right. But here, take this syringe.
Yeah.
In your ass.
Shove it up here.
And then give it to the guy next to you.
But clean it off with your tongue.
Right. And the guy after that.
Yeah.
They called Mandarich the doctor.
Yeah, they did.
He's really? Like,
I gotta watch the old doc.
He's like, it wasn't because I was studying medicine.
He knew how to plug people in, so to speak.
Yes, he did.
He wouldn't outright say that he injected other players, but he was just like, I don't want to answer that question.
Well, that means yes.
Yeah.
If you didn't say, it's the stupidest thing ever. People would say, I'm not answering that. That means yes.
He even said on camera, he's like, well, you can read between the lines, but I don't want to answer that
question. Having
never
shot
that's a yes.
Steroids, is that intravenous or do you stick it in your ass?
Your rectum.
A story of Canseco shoving it in McGuire's butt.
Yes. Yeah. Intramuscular.
Intramuscular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just fun to say.
Intermuscular.
Canseco shoving it in McGuire's butt.
Your rectum.
Is it all injections or do you take
probably smooching pickles? Is there a couple of
both.
Pickle smooches?
From what I've heard
pills
there's too. Both. Yes.
Pills and powder.
Depends on the cycle you're on.
Well, and Barry had that, what was the flaxseed cream or
that's
something
right.
that he thought.
Oh, yeah, that's
the cream
right.
and the
Flax,
clear.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, it's roids, Barry. Look at your head.
Right.
Which is back to Earth, by the way.
Yeah, it's back. His feet get smaller, too.
Comes in all forms, I guess.
Omaha's Terrence Bud Crawford stays undefeated. If you saw this fight,
watch that?
I did see it.
People weren't happy with it.
I saw the highlights on Twitter.
He knocked him
down the first round, right?
He kind of slipped and got hit at the same time. Tactically, he dominated the punch count.
Right.
In the sixth round, I think it was. Yeah, sixth round, Terrence kind of the guy lunged into him as he was kind of going low. Terrence was working the body anyways, and he hits him low. On the right front hip.
Not the balls?
Right front hip, not at all.
Okay.
Right, and
who's whining, the other guy?
Yeah, Khan. This Khan decides to quit. He can't do it anymore. And so afterwards, Bud Crawford interrupted his press conference where he's like, it was a low blow. He hit me in the leg. It was a low shot. And Crawford's like, man, I hit you in the leg. You stopped on that? And he goes, yeah, I haven't seen the video, but you hit me in the balls. Well, clearly he has seen the video.
And the video shows total
leg.
Because
unless his balls are swinging over to the right side of his hip, Todd.
Yeah. That's why I don't punch Todd the hip anymore. So you don't know if it's going to be a nut there.
The backstory is this Khan. Now, Bud Crawford, the champion, and undefeated, and what they say pound per pound, the best fighter in boxing, got 5.5 mil plus pay-per-view draw. This was a pay-per-view fight. Now, Khan got 5 mil. So the word on the street is that this Khan was like, I'm good. I'm going to lose anyways. I'm getting 5 mil. Probably not going to get many more fights. Been doing this a long time. That hurt. I'm out.
So he knew he was down to points, obviously.
Yeah.
He had
lost every round.
All right. Now, I'm not familiar with that weight class, or I'm not familiar. Is there a guy out there?
There is.
that is avoiding Crawford?
No, but it's go figure with boxing. It's promotional stuff.
Of course,
promotional teams are too. There's an Errol Spence Jr. He's a welterweight champ. He's undefeated.
He's the guy.
And they say that a Crawford Spence fight would be like Sugar Ray Thomas Hearns
from back in the day.
Yep, that would be the fight they're trying to do. But it's the promotional companies which are polar opposites. You know, Terrence is on an ESPN deal. And the other dude's on a Fox Showtime deal.
They know one loss by one of those guys hurts their money value, too.
Yeah, now so they both want to fight each other.
They should fight.
But the promotional teams don't want.
People are going to get bored with these things.
Yes.
Enough money surfaces, they'll figure something out.
Yeah, but people are getting bored, I read that, because he's winning everything.
He's winning.
Right.
And there's
I mean, he's a great fighter.
He is a great fighter. Yeah. Can do it from the left, from the right.
Yeah. Just don't let your nuts
back
swing
of
to the
shorts.
Right. You can pick off a nut from on your hip.
Todd.
And I'm happy to see it.
Back of it. Do they fall that way when you're just laying in bed?
Actually, okay. I tighten them up every once in a while. Yeah. Go through a good cinching before I go to bed.
Good cinching.
He rolls it up like an awning.
Temporary tuck.
This one looks good for college basketball. Kelton Johnson played. He was a one and done for Kentucky. And he was rolling around Hollywood in a $300,000 McLaren.
Yeah, whenever he got that.
Yeah, I don't know. And obviously, he's still focused on school for that 1 year he's there. He's already out driving a McLaren.
He's got finals coming up,
man. No, he's got a McLaren. That's what he's got.
You got finals.
And then I don't know if they've wore these all year or not, but Saturday was.
Your resume ready to go once you graduate from college? Oh, he's only
freshman. No, he ain't working on that. Yeah. The Denver Nuggets were on the road at San Antonio Saturday. I do not know who won the game, but I do know that the Denver Nuggets were wearing jerseys that just said Mile High on them.
Oh, so that's there says Mile High. Good.
A classic.
Who's Rip City?
Portland.
Portland.
Oh, that's
Portland.
Right. Why? What's
which
that mean?
There should have said Blazers.
That came from.
You should live there, Todd. What's
the
Rip City?
An old announcer, when someone would swish the ball, yelled, Rip City!
So he was a Portland guy said that guy.
Okay. Yeah. Portland Homer basketball radio
announcer. Wow. Is that a Dr. Jack Ramsey thing?
No. McCoy, I think, was his name.
I do like the names.
Been in Portland
I do
forever.
Like those names, though, that the NBA has different names on there like that.
Yeah, the Warriors, yeah. I think they have the one that says the town.
There's the town. Yeah. I think I forget what the Celtics was. I've seen it before.
Racist.
Know that. Yeah, on all those black dudes.
Yeah. They just wear it on the front of their jersey. Like, yep.
I forget now. And the Lakers or something, too. They all got one.
Showtime?
They all got a jersey. No, theirs doesn't say Showtime. That'd be good, though.
Should.
We found out that Bumble actually sponsors the Clippers,
right? Clippers, yeah. I was watching parts of two different games yesterday. Yeah.
And you recognize that logo from somewhere.
Our new NBA insider.
Thank you, Petey.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.